Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Lamed Omer Aleph. We're in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we are in the middle of Simen Shin Tes Zayin. And we are starting Sif Yud Beis, which can be found on the bottom of Kuf Chav Tes Omer Beis. And the Mechaber tells us, Chaya Va'of, if you have an animal or a bird, Shebur Shu So, that are in your domain, they're your birds, they're domesticated animals or birds. Mutol et Sudan. There is no Isser in trapping them on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Nun Beis. Kolo kol mine bale chayim, shehigilon deveso, v'nasu b'nei sarbus. What the Mishnah Berurah is explaining, the Mechaber is telling us over here, it's not a specific type of animal or bird, but it's any type of animal or bird that's essentially a domesticated animal or bird, and it's used to living in your house. It's become essentially a tame animal or bird. They live in your house. So it is permissible to trap them on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah explains Siv Katan Nun Gimel. Hainu afilu b'chutz. This is even if they're not in your house, even if they're outside in your yard or in your field someplace. The reason why this is permitted, v'atam, kiven shehein b'nei tarbus, since they're domesticated, v'hurgilu b'bayis, they frequently walk into the house on their own. They know their place. They go to their specific spot or corner or even cage. U'mimele yachzru l'veisom b'erev. And even if they're outside, you let them run loose, but then they come home. And it's very easy to take them, to grab them. Now, we'll see in a moment that you're actually not allowed to grab them with your hand because they're muksa, but we'll get to that in a moment. First off, though, the Sharetzion in Sif Katan Pei Beis explains that this din that we just brought down, that these domesticated animals are considered already trapped, is brought down based upon the Gemara in Beitza. And the first teretz there is from Rav Mari, and the Ran and the Shara Poskim bring down this reason, the lo mikre tzeda, because it's not called capturing an animal that's essentially domesticated. The Rosh brings a different reason, and he says it's because the animal is dependent upon you, the toluy bibzono son, olecha, that their responsibility for their food is upon you. And therefore, that's why they're not considered having to be trapped. They're already considered, so to say, as trapped in this situation. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says, lochein, afkishi yotzu bin abayis, even if they go out of your house, harehein kinitzodin, they're still considered trapped already, va'omdin, and as if they're standing in your house, v'lo shayach ben tzida, and there is no concern over here of trapping. Mishnah Berurah continues in Siv Katan Nun Dalet, and he says, however, ubovad shlo yitlein biyada, you're not allowed to grab them with your hands. I just pointed out a minute ago, should call balei chayim he muktzim, because there's a separate issue here, not of trapping, but of touching something that is muktzah. And the stam position of most animals is that they are muktzah. There are exceptions that we pointed out already, like a seeing eye dog or things like that, but in general, an animal is muktzah. The issue foot number 88 brings down, lahaziz esaros balei chayim, below l'taltel is gufo, to just pet the hair or smooth out the hair of an animal without actually moving its body. So the Bir Halacha in Simen Shin Beis has already pointed out, even though there are opinions that say that that is forbidden, that opinion is not definite, and therefore, v'yitochin shemuter, and he says that it appears that it could be permissible to just pet an animal. Again, the caveat is that the animal can't move as a result of your petting. So, if you're not allowed to grab them with your hands, what are you allowed to do? El rodev osam achi konsul makom tsar dinol bifnem. You're allowed to, so to say, run after them and corner them and get them to go into the narrow place where they're supposed to be and then close the door behind them. And this way you're indirectly trapping them and not actually trapping them with your hand. And again, it's not a problem over here because we're talking about domesticated animals that are used to being at home. The Mechaber continues and he writes, V'hu shelo yimrodu. We're talking here about that the animal isn't fighting you. However, aval imhei mordim osur. But if the animal's fighting you, it's trying to run away from you, then also lutofsum. Then you're not allowed to go and grab them. And the Bir Halacha, the Chavetz Chaim in Dibur HaMaskel, lutofsum, says lav davka lutofsum. Again, it doesn't literally mean to grab them with your hand. The ha'afilu lo mordu osur lutofsum, as a moment ago we just said, you're not allowed to ever grab them with your hand, even when it's permissible to trap them, you're still not allowed to grab them with your hand, because the muktzim, as we've already just pointed out. So when it says over here, lutofsum, that you're not allowed to do this, here it's talking about, even now with the hand, l'tzudun l'achnisin l'mokum tsar, to go and push them in some way, by running after them, cornering them, and making them go into a narrow place over here, that is not allowed to be done if the animal is rebelling. Alternatively, the Chavetz Chaim says, it could mean over here, l'dadosom b'tzavorim, u'b'tzadadeyim, to go and push them in some way on their neck or on their sides, shelo bagbo, you're not lifting them up. The sharina le'el b'simin shinches, that's permissible, as we have brought down earlier in Shulchan Aruch. In any event, the Mechaber says that if the animal is rebelling against you, then you're not allowed to go and trap it, even if it's in a chotzer. It's assuming, however, the Mechaber says, im hechotzer gadol, if it's a large type of an area, of an outdoor area, a courtyard, shim lo gadlu bein b'nei adam hayutzrichim mitzoda, that if it wasn't for the fact that they were domesticated, they would never easily be able to be captured. You'd have to go and really trap them. You'd have to do something a lot more difficult. So in this situation, even though this animal will still be relatively easy capture, but since it's rebelling, if it's in a large courtyard, you're not allowed to go and trap it. If it's in a very small place, as we'll see, you are allowed to. And we can see this in the Mishnah Berurah in Sukkot Nun Hei, that in a large courtyard, you're not allowed to when it's rebelling. Avol mechotzer katan, if it's a small courtyard, the belav hachi ein srichim lehem mitzoda, that you wouldn't have to go and trap this animal, even if it wasn't a domesticated animal, afil issur derabbanan leka, then it's already considered to be trapped, and therefore there's not even an issur derabbanan over here. Sivkot nun vav, the Mechaber said that you're not allowed to go and trap it in this situation when it's in a large courtyard, because a non-domesticated animal in the same situation would require real trapping. And the Mishmur explains, Hainu, sha'akshov shenis gadlu bein anoshim, since this particular animal grew up amongst people, ain't tzrichel hemetzoda, you don't need an actual trap to go and get this animal captured. Because it's going to come into the house anyway, even though it's somewhat rebellious over here, it is still going to come home. However, since Kivan Shemardu, it is rebelling somewhat, and it's not easy to go and capture it, and it's a large courtyard over here, so therefore, in this situation, even for a domesticated animal that's rebelling, it looks a little bit like trapping, and therefore, the rabbis forbade it. Now we go to the Ramah, who adds an additional point. And he says, Hagah, the Yesh Omrim, there is an opinion that states, the Asur Lotzut Chaya Va'ov Shibushuso, that you're not allowed to go and capture any animals, any Chaya Va'ov, or birds, that are in your Rishus, the Im Tzadon Potter. And if you did, in fact, go and capture them, you would be Potter of a Lotzer. So again, the Ramah is telling us, you should not do this. L'chatchila, if you ask a Rav Shiloh, you're not allowed to go capture it, according to this Yesh Omrim. And if after the fact you did it, you're over in Issur D'Rabbanan. Let's now see inside Sivkot Nun Zayin in the Mishnah Berurah. He says, Hainu, kishehem b'chutz, you're talking about this domesticated animal is outside in your yard. O bifnim b'vayis gadol, or alternatively, it's inside your house, which is a big house, sheyesh bo shir tzida, which is so big, or big enough, that you can't grab the animal in one fell swoop, and therefore it's considered uncaptured. And this is what we learned previously, as the Mishnah Berurah tells us, b'ayinu shelo yochol lahasig b'shchiya achas, v'chanal b'reish ha-simon. As we learned at the beginning of this Simon Shintez Zayin, that an animal that you can't grab in one fell swoop is not considered trapped if it's in your house. And therefore, upasku achronim kayesh haomer hazeh. The bottom line is, the Mishnah Berurah tells us that the achronim paskin, the more machmir opinion over here of the Ramah, that you're not allowed to trap such domesticated animals. However, Dirshah Foot number 91 brings down several caveats. He says, omnon, b'mokum tsar balei chayim, if there is significant pain to the animal and chashash hefset and a financial loss to the owner, with both of these factors, the Chazon Ish said, yesh lahokel ulahachnes esa'of lebeisu, you could go bring this bird into your house. Why? Kivin shama af hamachmirin lo asru lasus kein elam b'derabbanon, because at worst, this is only an issur d'rabbanon ulam. In efshel lahakos et laila, in lahokel b'zeklau. But even the Chazon Ish says, if you could wait, the animal won't get hurt or destroyed significantly, then you should wait till after Shabbos is over before you bring it in. And he says as well, Legarbe tarnagolas pitsua, if you have a damaged chicken and the other chickens are ganging up on it and attacking it, and you're concerned that the other chicken's going to kill this damaged chicken, she'im i'efsho lahamtit ad Motzei Shabbos, and you don't have a choice over it. If you wait till Motzei Shabbos, the other chickens will kill it. Then he says you would be allowed to go capture this. If there is no goy available, then you can do this yourself, but preferable to use a goy. What happens if you don't have both of these characteristics, both tzar balei chayim and a chashash of a hefset? If you only have one of them, so Rav Nissen Karlitz Shlita brings down Mistaber Shehitir Achazonish Tzidazu, that the Chazonish would even allow it with one of these two. And this is also the opinion of L'Habdo Ben Chaim L'Chaim, Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita. Now we go back to the Mishnah Berurah, and he continues and he says, V'im Yatzu Ha'ovus Lachutz, if the birds went outside, and there's a concern now, V'choshesh, Shelo Yignevu Osan, that somebody's going to come and steal them. So what can you do in this situation? After also the tofsum biatzum biyadayim, you're still not allowed to go grab these birds with your hand. Nevertheless, mikol makom im tinokos ketanim tzadonosam, if young children over here are capturing these birds, you're not obligated to stop them from doing so. Ein tzarich limchos biyodan. Alternatively, gam demutu lo malein yehudi shiotzer osan. You can even tell a non-Jewish worker, please go and capture those birds. Because, at worst, this is a heavy shvus to shvus. I'm really akum, that's one shvus, about capturing these birds, which is another shvus. There's two derabbanans over here. And therefore, it would be permissible. Ken kosav achayodim. Furthermore, because of oath, he adds, the muta lamo bifnei ha'of. You could likewise stand in the way, the path of this bird, shelo yivrach, to not allow it to escape. Kidei shemimela yachzor l'boyis. Since it can't go that way, it will go this way. And this way will lead it back into the house, and you'll have accomplished essentially bringing it back into the house. And that is permitted. And he adds, Gam hevi amogin avram b'shem aguda. The amogin avram brings down in the name of the aguda. The mutu lidcho sa'ov me'acharov shikonis labayis. You can go and push the bird from it, from behind it, and push it back into the house. Im habayis gadol. And this is, however, only in a situation where the house is big enough that it's still not considered trapped in the house. So in the courtyard, it's not trapped. And even in the house, it's not trapped. Shein yochol lahasigo shom b'shli achas. Because you couldn't capture this bird in one fell swoop, and therefore it's still not considered trapped. The ain kan sidu gemura. You don't have a full trapping over here, and that's why it's technically permissible. Then he brings down from the chayyadim of chayyadim kosav the imdarko shel oso of she'ein nishbat min hayod. If it's the nature of this bird that it will not really run away from you once it sees you want to get it. For example, kimoshiyesh minatanagolos. There's certain types of chickens, of hens. Shetekev hi yoshevis kishirotzin litovsa. The bird somehow recognizes that you want it, and it sits down. It stops where it is, and it no longer runs away. Vein tzarech lirdof acharei. You don't have to run after it. In this situation, the vahu ein iser tzidu klal lekuliyama. Here, there is no iser at all of trapping this bird. Im hurgula kivar babais, if it's a domesticated bird and it's used to being in the house. And therefore, in this situation, you certainly will be allowed to bring this bird inside from outside by pushing it, or the rod for, or running after it. And even though the bird will go inside the house, or the babais caught them, when now it's captured before it was in the yard, or even into its own cage, that is permissible. This is the psak of the Mishnah Berurah. He says this is how we can paskin. The Mishnah Berurah Sivkat Nunches writes, the Ramah told us that according to this Yesh Omrim, this Machmer opinion, you're not allowed l'chatchila to go and capture the domesticated bird or animal on Shabbos. So he says, based upon this, the Mishnah Berurah says, one should be careful, Yesh Lizar, shelo lahaknes ha'ofos b'Shabbos min habayis, kishu gadol u'mechus hutzida sham. You're not allowed to go bring in birds from outside where they're not considered trapped already. It's a large area, and therefore they're not considered trapped. L'mokum ha'kluv shalem, to bring them inside into their cage. Shesham ha'mokum tsar, because in the cage, obviously, it's narrow. U'mikrei tzidu gemura, and now you've gone from it being untrapped to it being trapped, which is forbidden according to this Yesh Omrim. V'imu miskavi l'chnisa l'kluv. If, however, your intention is to bring it into the cage, rak kidei shelo yasu hazekos b'bayis. You don't want this bird flying around and causing damage. It's going to break your china. It's going to break your tchotchkes. It's going to do damage. And that's the reason why you want it in the cage. In this situation, there may be room to be mekel to go and bring the bird inside. And he says there's a further discussion of this in the Bir Halacha, which we look in the Dibur HaMaskil Lotzud. So the Chofetz Chaim tells us the reason that it may be permissible, the Zehevi Melocha Shein Tzricha Legufa. You don't want this bird captured. You just don't want it to do damage. And in this situation, the Rov HaPoskim Sfir Luk Rabbi Shimon, as we've discussed already many times, many of the Poskim, Paschal like Rosh Shimon, who says that if it's not something that you need, it's a melacha she'en etzrich legufa, it is permissible. Another reason he brings down, mitam de'enu tzarech le'ikor atzida, you don't need the bird captured. Kemosha pirush Rashi, as we've already explained by Rashi, v'lo nisha lona raka itzu d'rabbanon she'esh was it, and therefore at worst it's only an itzu d'rabbanon. And since v'gam halohu dover she'enu mechus etzed, it's not really something that's lacking being trapped, and this is also at worst d'rabbanon, so you really have a couple of d'rabbanons over here. So he says, kiven d'hevi trade d'rabbanon, efshar she'esh l'hokyo, bimakom hefsit. Since there's a great financial loss potential over here, with the bird flapping around and destroying stuff, there is room to be mekel to allow it to be steered into its cage. The issue for number 95 has an interesting case. What about doing the mitzvah Shiluach HaKan on Shabbos? There's a mitzvah in the Torah, a very important mitzvah, that if a person chances upon a mother bird guarding its eggs or its young chicks, there's a mitzvah to shoo away the mother and take the baby chicks or the eggs. So the Chasam Sofer writes over here that according to the Rambam, who holds that when you do the mitzvah Shiluach HaKan, Tzarech litvos es hatzipa b'chnofel. You actually have to grab the mother bird by its wings. And only afterwards, le'acha mekein l'shocha. So that's the way to do the mitzvah. So according to the Rambam, you have to grab the bird over here on Shabbos. So if you grab the bird over here when it's mechuser et seda, when it's not yet considered trapped, so then someone who does this, he grabs the bird, is over in Issa Daraisa, in Issa Chattis over here. Given shetfisasa biyad, by grabbing this bird, you've now done the Isser itself of trapping, and you want it trapped because that's how you do the mitzvah. That's the only way you can fulfill the mitzvah, to capture the bird and then let it go. So therefore, according to the Chasam Sofer's understanding over here with the Rambam, you would be over in Issa Daraisa if you try to do the mitzvah Shiluch HaKan on Shabbos. However, he brings down from the Shelus Utshuvas Har Tzvi, Shehol Ve'elo Tzorach B'tzipo, you really don't want the bird. You're only doing it in order to perform the mitzvah. So therefore, this grabbing of the bird is considered a malacha shenu tzrich l'gufa and would be not an issur d'oraisa. It would knock it down to a derabbanan. The Mishnah Berurah continues in Erayetz Vim Hayu Ovos Chadoshim Shelo Hurgalu B'Bayis. If a person has new birds in his house that aren't really yet domesticated, so then Yesh B'zeh Issa B'chol Gavna, then everybody would say that this is forbidden over here to trap this bird. And even if they voluntarily on their own went into the cage, also you wouldn't be allowed to close the cage on the bird right in front of their face, so to say, because that would be the issue of trapping it. It's not really trapped until that bird cage is closed. The issue foot number 92 brings down, if you're not sure in Mesupuk, is the bird considered domesticated already or not? So the Ksosa Shulchan writes, Shema Bayis Gadol, if you're dealing here with a very big house, L'chor Mutar Lo Liskor Sedelis Beso, you would be allowed to close the front door of the house, Kidei Shelo Yikonsu Ganavim, so no Ganavim will come inside, even though the bird now is, quote, trapped, but since it's a big house and the bird is not yet domesticated, Kim She'eno Miskabin Letzedes Ophos, you have no intention of trapping the bird, you just want to keep your house safe. HaRezeh, therefore, Sofek Psik Resha, Besed Rabbanan. It's not clear that you're absolutely trapping it, it's a Sofek Psik Resha. Maybe it'll be trapped in this house or not, and at best, it's only an Issa D'Rabbanan, because maybe it is already a custom in the house, and therefore, it's not an Issa D'Oraisa. With that, we conclude today's shiur.